I'm back. We have some five old business items today. First one being change of zone number 1627, the application of PGS Properties LLC to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, land lying southeast of Route 26, 505 feet southwest of U.S. Route 113, and to be located on 10.77 acres, more or less. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on January 22, 2009, and deferred action. On February 12th of 2009, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Gordy stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1627 for PGS Properties LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, 7.63 acres of the property is already zoned C1. By rezoning the remaining 10.77 acres to CR1, the commercial zoning will be consistent with the property's boundaries. Two, according to the comprehensive land use plan, this property is in a developing district, and this proposed zoning is appropriate for such an area. Three, the rezoning is consistent with other uses in the area, including those uses at the intersection of U.S. Route 113 and Route 26. Four, this rezoning to create a uniform commercial zoning on the property will not adversely affect traffic or neighboring properties. And five, at the town of Dagsboro, as requested, is recommended that the applicant continue to explore the possibility of annexation. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated. That motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Burton not voting. That's all I have.
All right. Does council have any further questions about this application?
I've got a question. When you say continue to explore annexation along with the approval of this application, what does that mean?
It means the commission was looking at it as a land use decision.
Right.
It's a rezoning application. The town had requested that the, and there was a negotiation between the town and the applicant
right.
several years ago, and just
right.
didn't take place. There was difficulty through the state because the county hadn't provided, there wasn't availability of sewer. And at that time, the state felt that it wasn't appropriate that it be annexed. And so the commission is just suggesting that they should, the applicant should still deal with the town. We can't force them to annex
okay.
the applicant to apply.
Suggestion. Okay, so it's not a condition.
No, it's just a suggestion.
We
it's
can't put conditions on.
So what we're at loggerheads then with towns as far as their growth area is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
In many cases is what it looks like.
Yes, correct.
Because Mayor Baker wrote to me and sent me a copy of the memorandum of understanding, and he's quite upset about this.
This application and the other two to follow.
Yes.
Right. But, I mean, the commission at that time felt that the applicant should still continue to negotiate with the town for annexation, but that hadn't taken place.
But basically, we're offering him a better deal.
Possibly. I can't answer that question.
Okay.
Cheaper for him to do.
Cheaper for him.
On this particular application, I believe the property that is directly adjacent to the town is already zoned commercial.
They're, part of this property is already zoned commercial.
Okay.
As I read, there's 7.63 acres already zoned commercial.
Okay.
And this would be the remainder of the parcel.
If there are no other questions from council, I would ask our attorney to read the title.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 10.77 acres.
Is there a motion from council? Does the council have an interest in addressing this application today?
I have a question.
Yes.
If we don't address it today, what happens to it?
Just defers it.
Come back another day.
Okay.
Unless we vote, you know, may take some action on it, but if we just defer it, can you can go back?
Let me ask Mr. Griffin. We are to address this as a land use issue rather than the other political implications that have been discussed.
That's all you're being asked to deal with is a land use issue. The political thing was brought into the mix by the town. As we understand it, this developer was willing to annex at one time, but Plus Committee recommended against it because there didn't, I think it had to do with sanitary sewer or something as far as the infrastructure. And in the meantime, the applicant made application, worked its way through the queue on with these three applications, and there, since it's an application under our zoning jurisdiction, we need to address it as we would any other and approve it or not approve it.
Okay.
Jim, I don't understand the connection, though, when we go back to, you said they were negotiating with, or the state came in and said because sewer wasn't available, that they didn't support annexing it to the town?
Basically.
Well, the sewer is not the town's. It was always ours. So that, I mean, I don't know how that was ever an issue in whether there was, they should annex or not, but
I don't know if it goes back to when Dagsboro became part of our system.
I don't know, but I don't know. I don't see where there's a connection between sewer and annexation.
Something to do with their plan of services for their growth area might have had to do with their comp plan. I don't know, but at least we heard that there was some interest in annexation at one time, and
right,
the state recommended against it.
I'll make a motion we defer on it. Seems like there's still some concerns out there.
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second to defer this application. Is there any further discussion?
Can we put a time frame on the deferring it?
Could, if you want.
I don't want to see it go on forever.
I
have concern for the town being landlocked, but I also understand we can't force somebody to go into town, annex in that town. So I mean,
we can at any time put it on. So I think that by putting a date in there wouldn't encourage anybody to negotiate. I think if we didn't put any time frame on it, we just let it sit and then see what happens, and then we can bring it back.
I understand the town may have reduced some of the costs involved in this type of thing. I think I read that.
Well, towns only meet once a month, and sometimes they can't respond as fast as we can because we. I would rather leave the date out, but Mike, anybody can put it back on the agenda at any time. It's been after the 45 days.
Well, I mean, I just don't want to see this thing drag on.
No, I don't either. But it's up to you.
Get to either get together, make a decision that they can work together, or they can't work together, and we need to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Mr. Cole, would you're
responsible for putting it back on.
Any councilman?
Actually, any councilman can. We usually defer to the councilman's district it is, but it's also the president has the ability to put it on as a courtesy at any time after 45 days or something like that. We had a policy or something.
Yep.
But anybody can put it on at any time.
This is in?
It's in my district.
District, correct. Okay. My concern is we don't just defer it and it sits out there.
I think we all share that concern, but I don't know if we want to put a date on it. I would just say just defer. And
are you, Mr. Cole, we've got actually three PGS properties. Can this deferment apply to all three, 16, 27, 72, and 73?
Is the last one, Lawrence, is it one with Mr. Banks, Craig Banks?
1672 and 1673 are both
Craig Banks.
Banks.
Well, yeah, I don't know if I should be making the deferral on those two because I didn't participate because Mr. Banks does business. I've done business with Mr. Banks.
So. Okay, the motion applies to 1627. If there is no further discussion, we will call for the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. It is my district, and I would expect it to be back on within a week or two.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
Somebody can make a motion then defer on the other two at this time? Or do we have to
Mr. Griffin, do we have to go through the motions of Mr. Lang's presentation under the circumstances? I suspect there's a motion ready to be made to defer 72 and 73.
I don't think so. The purpose of his presentation is to sort of ground you on what action you might take.
Okay.
What your options are.
Yeah, my presentation is already on record anyway.
Okay. Is there a motion to defer 1672 and 1673?
Yes, I so move.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
A motion and a second. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll call for the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole is
abstain.
And Mr. Phillips says yes. Motion carried.
Moving right along. The next two applications, for the record, were heard together. The decisions had to be made separately. First one being change of zone 1623, the application of W.J. Jones Family LP to amend the comprehensive zoning map from a AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County. Land lying northeast of Kings Highway, Route 268, and across from Dartmouth Drive to be located on 1.96 acres, more or less. On this application, the commission held public hearing on December 11th of 2008. The commission deferred action for further consideration. On January 22nd of 2009, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1623 for W.J. Jones Family LP for a change of zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the site is appropriate for a change of zone, given its close proximity to Route 1. Two, the properties on either side of this property are currently zoned C1 general commercial, and this change to CR1 will be consistent with other uses in the general area, including banks, offices, a bakery, retail, and other uses. It is infill zoning of approximately 1.96 acres of land that is an extension of the commercial zoning along Route 1. Three, the change of zone will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or the community. Four, the applicant has proffered a minimum 50-foot buffer from the federal wetlands, even though there are no county or state requirements. The buffers are intended to protect the environmentally sensitive Pothook Creek watershed. Five, DLDOT has reviewed the traffic impact study for the project and will require the applicant to participate in the funding of roadway improvements in the vicinity of this property. Six, the Office of State Planning Coordination has stated that it has no objection to the change in zone. Seven, the final site plan for any proposed commercial use will be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated in that motion carried 4-0. In reference to number seven, that's just a statement, it's not a condition. It will be required by ordinance.
Okay.
Any questions for Mr. Lang? Ms. Deaver.
When the commission made that decision, they hadn't had the benefit of receiving this letter from the mayor of Lewis about these applications.
Mr. Griffin. Ms. Deaver, may I interrupt you? Mr. Griffin, is this letter admissible in light of the record being closed?
If it came in after the record's closed, normally it's only placed in the file for information purposes. In order to admit something that's submitted after the record closed, you'd need to reopen the record.
For clarification purposes, Ms. Deaver, has this been received prior to the record being closed?
Well, actually, Councilwoman Vaughn testified to this, that the city was asking for this, and this letter is nothing more than a follow-up assuring us that she had authority to do so. And the date of it is February 19th, and so I think that certainly has come in within those parameters.
If there's no objection from the county attorney, then you may continue.
Well, my concern is that we do honor our towns and their outlying areas, just as we did in the town of Dagsboro. We need to work with our towns and respect their requests. And the mayor is asking for us to support Councilwoman Vaughn's request that we postpone further consideration until information is available to the city and to the county council regarding their traffic study that is upcoming. I can read the entire letter into the record if you'd like. What is the procedure on this? I mean, I think everybody here has a copy of it, do you not?
Mr. Griffin, I'll defer to you.
Well, it's, you know, I think it's a council's got to make a decision as to whether you want to open the record up to let the letter come in, or essentially you're aware of the request, you just, I don't see how you're going to make it part of the record unless you reopen the record.
Okay.
If you follow your past practice.
I wouldn't want to do something that would jeopardize our decision in a future court case. I would suggest if you want this letter as part of the record, if you don't, that's fine. You know, your statements are fine. But if you'd like this as part of the record, it may be appropriate to... Are you suggesting opening the record again?
Well, maybe I can solve this. Lawrence, Mrs. Barbara Vaughn, when she testified, did she basically say the same thing that was in this letter?
Yes.
I think my recollection is close to it.
I can't say.
You can't, okay.
Barbara Vaughn was present. She gave testimony. What we have in the record is a summary of what four different people said. In summation,
there was
no record reference made specifically to a study being performed. It may have been before council. I don't.
Yes, it was.
Copy that letter.
Yes, she did.
Okay.
It wasn't at the county commission level.
I'm just saying this could be old news. It may be just so it may not have to be introduced if it's right. Something that she just it just we have a letter following up like I think
that's
you referred
all it
to
is.
That mm-hmm. She made these comments. And they still support that as basically that position is.
That she's authorized to do that.
Now, there is some differences, though, I would think, folks, that compared to you brought up the last one we just had, that land was contiguous to the town, and it was an annexation issue as opposed to a study looking at, and I think as I look at this letter, and if the study they want to do is going to do... addressing alternative means of transportation in and around the city of Lewis and regarding the impact of current and potential development on the street grid of Lewis. That's a little vague, and I mean, it's a little different in the last request. The impacts that the other applications were having on those towns versus these impacts that these concerns of Lewis have on this site, which is maybe a mile or so out of town. It is a little different, so I just that would be my only concern is if we set a precedent on trying to every time a town wants us to do something, we ought to consider some kind of guidelines on
it's that. Asking specifically that we would address alternative means of transportation in and around the city
that we would
right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what we would do that's, to address
that's
that
what I'm saying is that we it's not within that. The city it's in and around the city. But the hospital's in that city. It's a regional hospital. That's what we're concerned about.
Okay. Mr. Wilson?
I was going to make a motion, but...
I just had a question.
Mr. Vincent?
I referenced the letter that we got, I guess, but it references Hunter's Walk. Is this CZ-1623 referred to as Hunter's Walk?
Yes.
Hunter's Walk is actually 1624.
Same family, but the other application.
So it's a different application.
There's two applications, one for commercial, one for residential planned community. The entrance is the same location, so you could say it served both. But 1624 is actually 100 Walk. 1623 is commercial.
Okay.
That's how I told them twice.
But it is 1623 now.
We're on 1623.
Okay. We want to exhaust the discussion with Mr. Lank, and then I will ask our county attorney to read the title, and then I will accept the motion. Is there any further discussion? We will have discussion if we get a motion in a second. So let me ask the county attorney to read the title.
Okay, let's see. Is this one?
1623.
Okay. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for certain parcels of land, Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, lying northeast of King's Highway across from Dartmouth Drive, located at 1.96 acres.
Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to approve CZ 1623 W and J Jones Family LP. Is there any further discussion?
And that's for the CR1 zoning?
Commercial, the little 1-point-some acres.
Yeah, well, the stipulations that I heard were that it was surrounded by other CR1 zoning, and it's not. It's surrounded by banks and offices, and they are B1, and they don't need C1 to do what they say they're going to do. I think C1's overkill, overreaching.
They're actually zoned C1.
Hmm?
They're zoned C1.
So what are they asking for?
CR1.
CR1.
Probably closed C1.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had, the CR1's the only way they could apply.
They could apply because of what? It's got residences there?
No, it's a vacant lot. They want to be able to utilize it for commercial, which has commercial on both sides.
But it's C1. Why can't they use it, then?
But you can't apply for C1.
Because it's outdated?
Yeah, we closed the district totally.
And we replaced C1 with CR1, so that multifamily uses couldn't be approved by permit, and would require a public hearing as a conditional use.
But we're just talking about the portion that's commercial.
Right, that's all. There's a commercial piece on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And across the road is C1 also.
And why wouldn't B1 have been appropriate for what they're saying they're using?
It could have been.
Mm-hmm, okay.
But they applied for CR1.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll call for the vote. Ms. Dever?
No.
Would you like to elaborate?
Well, I don't see the need for it. I see that, you know, I'm hearing that it's surrounded by CR or C1 zoning, and it's surrounded by banks and offices, and they are B1 zoning, and I don't see the rationale or the need for it at all. I don't know of any law that says we have to grant this. This is upzoning. We're already, every acre in this county is zoned for development. Here, we're considering upzoning it, no.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Vincent?
Based on the recommendation of planning and zoning, and based on the fact that it appears that CR1 in that area is the same as the old C1 was, and is a commercial district in most part of that anyway, I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote on the same reasons my friend here, Mike Vincent, voted for it, and I personally don't think it's my business to see what their needs are, if they meet the requirements.
Mr. Cole?
Yes, it's infill.
I vote yes as well. It's an appropriate use. Motion carried.
The last item is change of zone number 1624. The application of W and J Jones Family LP to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a MRRPC, medium-density residential district, residential planned community, for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, from land lying 181.48 feet northeast of King's Highway, being Route 268, and across from Dartmouth Drive, to be located on 44.49 acres, more or less. Again, the Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on December 11th of 2008, and deferred action for further consideration. On January 22nd of 2009, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1624 for W and J Jones Family LP for a change of zone from AR1 to MRRPC, based upon the information contained in the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed MRRPC project meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county, because the proposed project is in a development district in accordance with the 2003 and 2008 comprehensive land use plans. Two, MR zoning is appropriate for the site because medium-density development is appropriate in areas where central sewer and water are available. In this case, the parcel is located within the West Bay with expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. Central water service will be provided by a publicly regulated water company. Three, the RPC designation is appropriate for this parcel of land in that the purpose of an RPC is to encourage development such as this as a means to create superior living environments and the use of design ingenuity while protecting existing and future uses. In this case, the design incorporates a par 3 golf course, extensive open space, tree preservation, and buffers from federal wetlands. Four, the project is currently bordered by MR or C1 land. This includes the Bay Crossing MR-RPC development to the south. Five, the applicant has proposed minimum 50-foot undisturbed buffers from federal wetlands, even though there are no county or state requirements to do so. The buffers are intended to protect the environmentally sensitive Pothook Creek watershed. Six, the residential units will be clustered to the central area of the site, preserving the remainder of the site's woodlands and an 18-hole par 3 golf course, providing recreational opportunities and open space. The applicant has agreed that the golf course area will remain as permanent open space, and that agreement is incorporated into this recommendation as a condition. Seven, there will be on-site recreational amenities, including tennis and multi-use courts, a pool, a community center, and the golf course. Eight, the applicant has reduced the original application with plus from 178 units to the 144 multifamily units applied for with the county, or approximately 3.25 units per acre. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the maximum number of dwelling units shall not exceed 144, in addition to the apartment that currently exists above the golf course pro shop. B, all entrances, intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's requirements. C, recreational facilities and amenities shall be constructed and open to use by residents of the development within 3 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit. These amenities shall include a tennis court, multi-use court, community center, and a swimming pool. D, the development shall be served by county sewer as part of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. E, the MRRPC shall be served by a public central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protections required by applicable regulations. F, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements using best management practices with regard to the construction and maintenance of these features. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the location and design of the stormwater and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. G, the interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements and or specifications. In addition, as stated by the applicant, sidewalks shall be built along both sides of the streets. H, the applicant shall submit as part of the site plan review a landscape plan showing proposed tree and shrub landscape design along with the wetland buffers as delineated on the preliminary site plan. I, as proposed by the applicant, there shall be a minimum 50-foot buffer as delineated on the preliminary site plan from the federal wetlands areas. Any required silt fencing shall be installed on the upland side of the buffer areas. J, the applicant shall form a homeowners or condominium association to be responsible for the maintenance of the streets, roads, buffers, open space, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. K, road naming shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. L, a school bus stop with parking shall be provided and shown on a final site plan. The location shall be coordinated with Cape Henlopen School District. M, a system of street lighting shall be provided throughout the project. N, the existing entrance from Route 1 shall be used for access to the golf course only, as has been the case for years. But since the golf course is an amenity to the residential property, the final site plan shall include better vehicular access, pedestrian access, and walking from within the residential area. There shall not be any direct vehicular interconnection between the residential roads and the golf course access road from Route 1. If the golf course should cease operation, then the access via Fairway Village shall be eliminated. O, as the applicant has agreed, the area for the golf course shall remain as open space even if the golf course is no longer in operation. P, the site plan shall be the subject of or to approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 4-0.
Any questions for Mr. Lank? The public record is closed. Unfortunately, we cannot take comment from the public.
Lawrence, it is clear then that planning or our engineer department's concerns that they say capacity is available and that the golf course, that which is the open space, is included in the project. And I think there's enough references that say that it is part of the project. There's no question.
Conditions, it was proffered by the applicant that that would remain in open space and it would so be restricted.
All right. And on Del Dot's concern, what could you your notes don't really go into it here. Could you just elaborate where there briefly, just a
multitude of correspondence. You can see there's been several years and letters of correspondence. They offered a letter of no objection and referenced the 144 multifamily units in a 12,000 square foot general office building, which is on the commercial site. Combined art letter.
Then the state
letters are part of the record.
And planning office, state planning office, also no objection letter.
Right, has no objection to the proposed project, provided it is in compliance with county codes.
Okay.
It's in the center of the paragraph.
I'm just to see if there's any other agencies. Okay, go ahead. Anybody else have any questions?
Any other questions from council?
Yeah, I understand this. Del Dot is saying that the developer is to contribute to road improvements, future road improvements. Is that correct?
That would be between Del Dot and the applicant, yes.
Mm-hmm. And Del Dot has big dreams of big roads being put in, but I haven't seen them yet.
Oh, right.
And they have, you know, they have not objected to this based on their dreams. And I think we need to look at the orderly growth. I do not think that this is orderly growth. I think we need to look at the cumulative effect of this at other developments in the area. I don't see the need for these homes. We have homes on the market now that are not selling. This golf course was a golf, it was brought in as a golf course under conditional use, I would assume.
Well, it was pre-existing.
Well, but how did it get to be a golf course? In other words, it was AR1 at some time, right?
It was permitted use.
Permitted use, it was AR1, it's under AR1?
Right. There.
Okay, so it was permitted to be operated as a golf course, but now it's changed and now it's open space, but it's still a golf course.
It'll still remain a golf course and operated the same. It'll be still open to the public.
But not particularly for the use of these people who are going to live there.
It would be for the use of these people also.
Not the exclusive use of these people. No. Okay. And I'm wondering, you know, that's right at the head of a creek. Do they operate with best management practices, do you know? The golf course, is it operated using best management practices?
I can't
practices?
Answer that question.
Is that something we would want to add to the conditions?
The condition, let me say here. Number F, stormwater management, erosion, sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements using best management practices with regard to construction and maintenance of these features.
That's construction,
and
I'm talking.
And it shall contain the approval of the conservation district when we grant final approval.
But the golf course.
It's part of the application. When they review this site, they will review the whole site.
So that golf course will be operated with best management practices, limits on fertilizer.
Well, why don't we, Joan, Jim, can we add in there so there'd be no question about it, that the golf course would also be included in the best management, you know, using the best management practices?
You can amend conditions in the normal way that you do them.
Right. So, I mean, is there any wording where someplace we could put in maybe F so that we could clarify what Lawrence just said so there'd be no question?
You could just add to the very end of that, which includes the 20-acre golf course.
Right.
If there is no objection.
I bet the rest of the council don't feel the need this.
Okay. Well, that's what we're going to do right now. Yeah.
I have a motion by Mr. Cole to amend the conditions. Ms. Beaver, would you like to second that?
Yes, I'll second.
Mm-hmm. I was just adding the word, clarifying that the golf course was included.
Can I read some wording if you're going to do that? first sentence, stormwater management, erosion, sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements using best management practices with regard to the construction and maintenance of these features, bracket these features in place of this project and the golf course.
Yes, that would be a good amendment.
That way you're clear that
it is. There's no question about it, what you just said.
That is clarified the motion. I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion, Mr. Wilson?
I understand this golf course is already there. Is that not
true? That's not the question.
Mr. Lang, that's correct.
Yes, it is.
So why are we in changing this golf course up?
If you're not technically, it's going to be that the way it's maintained would be, and every golf course is maintained under guidelines of the Department of Natural Resources and Department of Agriculture. So chemical application and stormwater. So.
But have we found this golf course not properly maintained? Has there been a complaint about it?
No.
So why are we changing it?
We're just saying we're not changing. We're just saying Mr. Lank said was that the golf course was included in using the best management practices.
Already
so
included.
Joan was concerned about it, so all we're doing is clarifying and make sure that...
That's all it is.
Well, it sounded like Joan's got a dream here, and we're trying to...
I don't have any problem with it either, Sam, but go. It's all right. But
I mean, the thing is already there. I mean,
we understand that. We all understand that.
We're going to take the vote if there's no further discussion to change that particular condition. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I believe the current code and governance by the Soil Conservation District would already cover that. I'll vote no as well. The motion carries, though.
I also would like to mention that I've been to 2+ hearings on developments in this area, Cedar Valley and Cottagedale, and the Cape Henlopen School District has responded. They cannot handle the influx of students coming from those particular developments, so I can't understand how they would not have commented on this application. This is for 144 units. We're talking about over 200, possibly 200 more people in the Cape Henlopen School District. So it's very strange to me that they can handle that, but they can't handle the other ones.
Did they respond? They were notified?
No response.
Well, they're responding now.
It's too late to cry after Mules got out of state.
Ms. Deaver, anything else? Any other council members?
That down.
No.
Questions for Mr. Lang? If not, would you read the title, Mr. Griffin? We'll see if we can get a motion to move forward with this.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community for certain parcels of land lying in being Lewis Rehoboth 100 Sussex County containing 44.49 acres.
And this is with the conditions set forth by planning and zoning with the one amendment by County Council's affirmative vote.
I make a motion to accept it, but planning and zoning recommend.
Is there a second?
With as amended, right?
Amended, yes.
Yes, second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion before we take the vote? If the council members would give the reasons for their vote, I'll call the vote. Ms. Deaver.
No, I don't want to see this application approved. There's no need for it. There's no law that says we have to upzone this land. I think it's a very bad... very bad idea. The cumulative effect of it is not in the best interest of the people who live there. That road serves a regional hospital, BB Hospital, and we had testimony at our hearing as to how difficult that particular area of the road is, and regardless of what DLDOT says they would like to do, they haven't done it, and they have no plans to improve that road. And we are jeopardizing the health and safety of our people by approving this. I vote no.
Thank you. Mr. Vincent?
Based on the recommendation of planning and zoning and with the conditions they placed on there, which I think are quite extensive in most cases, and the fact that we did not hear any letter of denial for our concern from the school district, they don't even dare ask them to do, and I would certainly prefer to see that land with open space on it than filled with houses. I vote yes.
Thank you. Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes, and I don't vote on my opinions or what somebody's needs are, but they've met the ordinance and certainly if we want to go by hospitals, I was in a meeting last week where hospitals are short on patients, so maybe this will add more patients there. Who knows?
Mr. Wilson votes yes. Mr. Cole?
Kill him on the road.
It's hard to follow, Mr. Wilson. Maybe we get a different line up here so I don't have to follow Sam. State agencies that we rely on for giving us advice and give us a direction on how to do these things have seemed to have no objection to state. The states, DLDOT had no objection. The planning committee didn't. The county's engineering department actually had no objection, and they said there is capacity. I understand Lewis's concerns. It's a concern of many of the towns in that area and up and down that corridor. We have some serious problems. But I think it's difficult to delay on some of these rezonings because I don't know if there's going to be any short-term remedy to a lot of these problems. So because it is in compliance with the land use plan, I will support it and say vote yes with those conditions.
Thank you. I'd like to point out, with or without my vote, this application is going to pass. This is an upzoning, and in the past, I have been a proponent of asking developers to pay when they're granted an upzoning because that additional density has great value. In this case, we're in essence granting them an additional 56 units, with or without my vote, and that, based on the density trade ordinance, would translate into over $1.1 million. That could be used for preservation of open space, conservation, recreational parks. Because our code currently doesn't include this type of an application in the density trade calculation, we are, in essence, granting this additional density without consideration from the developer because it does comply with the land use plan and it is appropriate. With that said, I will vote yes for the reasons stated before. And county planning and zoning's approval with the conditions. Motion carried.
Thank you. I already said, why would anybody go to Disney Trade?